In today's knowledge economy, your greatest competitive advantage isn't technical expertise, it's your ability to manage yourself effectively. Unlike previous generations who worked in predictable environments for decades, modern professionals navigate a complex landscape where self-management isn't just helpful, it's essential. This revolutionary approach to career development has transformed how successful people navigate their professional journeys. Warren Buffett keeps a copy on his nightstand, while tech giants like Google and Apple make it required reading. Why? Because understanding yourself, your strengths, work style, values, and potential contributions creates the foundation not just for career success, but for a fulfilling life. Most of us are blind to our own strengths, often mistaken about what we're truly good at. This creates a fundamental problem. You can only build exceptional performance on strengths, not weaknesses. It's like building a skyscraper on quicksand instead of bedrock. The solution is feedback analysis. Write down your expectations when making significant decisions, then compare them with actual results 9 to 12 months later. This practice reveals patterns that illuminate your true strengths. Consider the marketing executive who discovered her strategic plans were exceptional, but she consistently failed at implementation. This insight led her to partner with detail-oriented colleagues, creating a powerhouse team, rather than wasting years trying to improve her execution skills. Understanding how you perform is as crucial as knowing what you're good at. Are you a reader or a listener? Eisenhower excelled with written questions but stumbled in press conferences. Johnson was a listener who struggled with Kennedy's writer-oriented staff. How do you learn? Some process information by writing, like Churchill with his memoranda. Others learn by taking notes. Beethoven claimed he needed to write things down to remember them. Some learn by doing or talking. Do you work well with people or as a loner? Are you a decision maker or an advisor? These questions aren't about changing yourself, they're about understanding yourself. Values determine whether you'll thrive or merely survive professionally. Working in an organization whose values contradict your own leads to frustration, not because you lack ability, but because the environment conflicts with your core beliefs. Consider organizations that prioritize internal promotion versus those that hire externally for leadership. Neither approach is inherently better, but they reflect different values about human development. If you believe in growing talent from within, but work for a company that routinely brings in outside executives, this misalignment creates friction. Drucker illustrates this with his own experience, abandoning a promising banking career despite rapid advancement because banking's transaction focus didn't align with his people-centered values. This wasn't about ethics, but about finding an environment where his values could flourish. While some discover their calling in childhood, most don't find where they truly belong until their 20s or later. By your late 20s, you should have enough self-knowledge to make informed decisions about where you fit. This self-knowledge includes your strengths, performance style, and values, elements creating a unique professional fingerprint that matches certain environments while clashing with others. These become your non-negotiables, factors that must be present for you to thrive. Consider the brilliant analyst who struggled in client-facing roles despite exceptional technical skills. She eventually recognized she belonged in research-intensive environments where her analytical strengths could shine without the relationship management requirements that drained her energy. Knowledge workers must determine their own contribution, unlike factory workers who were simply told what to do. This requires balancing three considerations: situational requirements, personal strengths, and meaningful results. Start by identifying what your organization objectively needs, problems to solve, opportunities to explore, and gaps to fill. Then assess where your unique capabilities could create exceptional contribution. Finally, focus on concrete, measurable outcomes that matter. A hospital administrator exemplified this approach by targeting emergency room responsiveness. By establishing a 60-second standard for nurse response time, she created a clear goal that transformed patient experience and revitalized the entire institution. Your contribution should advance your organization's mission while leveraging your unique capabilities, creating a virtuous cycle where personal development and organizational success reinforce each other. Managing yourself effectively requires taking responsibility for relationships in two critical ways: recognizing colleagues as individuals with unique strengths and working styles, and owning communication to prevent misunderstandings. The individualization principle means treating colleagues as unique professionals with distinct operating systems rather than interchangeable parts. Effective relationship management requires adapting to these differences instead of expecting others to conform to your preferences. This adaptation is particularly important with bosses. Rather than complaining about difficult managers, understand their work preferences. Does your boss prefer detailed written reports or brief verbal updates? By accommodating these preferences, you transform potentially adversarial relationships into productive partnerships. The communication principle addresses the root cause of most workplace conflicts: misunderstanding expectations. When joining a new team, explicitly share how you work best. I process information most effectively through writing, so I may ask for time to review documents before discussing them. Similarly, ask colleagues about their preferences to prevent misunderstandings before they occur. Think of yourself as the CEO of your own career, not from ego, but to take responsibility for your professional development in a world without guaranteed employment or preset career paths. This mindset demands strategic thinking about your development. Like executives identifying opportunities and allocating resources, you must spot professional possibilities, invest time wisely, and evaluate outcomes honestly. Develop a clear understanding of your professional value proposition and continually invest in it through deliberate skill acquisition. Build relationships beyond your current employer, as knowledge workers typically outlast organizations in their careers. The ultimate goal is personal effectiveness, not just professional success. By managing yourself deliberately, you create conditions for meaningful contribution throughout your career. This self-knowledge transforms work from employment into a vehicle for development and impact. The question isn't whether you'll manage yourself, it's how well you'll do it, and whether you'll shape your future or let circumstances shape it for you. Transforming self-knowledge into tangible results requires systematic implementation. Begin with a personal SWOT analysis, identifying your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Document patterns rather than isolated incidents. Create a personal board of advisors, trusted colleagues from various levels who provide honest feedback about your blind spots. Meet quarterly to discuss your development and gather observations about your performance. Establish a regular reflection practice through journaling or scheduled thinking time. This creates space to integrate feedback and experiences, preventing valuable insights from getting lost in daily activities. Experiment with different work approaches. If you believe you work best alone, try collaboration. If you consider yourself a morning person, attempt important work in the afternoon. These experiments often reveal surprising insights about your optimal conditions. Remember that self-management is a continuous journey. The most successful professionals aren't those who perfectly understand themselves initially, but those who consistently learn and adapt throughout their careers.